You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So many of you might remember the court ruling that happened recently around the publishing or the release of certain sensitive information related to the Steinhoff saga. There was a bid put in place by Ibex Investments to prevent certain information being released, saying it would be detrimental if that information came into the public domain. The court decided otherwise, ruled against it, and some of the information is public knowledge. We have a report that was put together by the team at PwC, and that report is available for people to request should you feel that you want to take a look at that. But what it does point to is that there needs to be a lot more conversation around the transparency of these sorts of things, especially where it relates to the importance of information sharing. I'm joined on the line by the editor at Currency News and author of Steinheist, Rob Rose, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Good evening, Rob. Thanks so much for taking the time. Now, I know both you and I have been trying to get hold of the report throughout the day, haven't had any luck from that respect. There are channels that you can go and apply to officially have it sent to you and all of that. But let's start with the things that we know. We know what happened with Steinhoff. We know the information that was uncovered. So then why is it that at this point a report is so mysterious?
Well, I mean, initially Steinhoff did this investigation into it. PwC did this investigation, and Steinhoff said that it wanted to use the report and the findings from it, all 7,000 pages, to pursue litigation against those responsible, people like Marcus Juster and several other executives. So that's been why, ostensibly, that's Steinhoff's argument, that's why it's kept it secret until now. I'd lost the court case, as you said, a few days ago, and now agreed to give it to us.
Mm. Rob, when we look at that report, what's in the report that isn't already in the public domain? What information are we trying to protect here?
Well, there was certainly the overview, which we got a couple of years ago back in 2019, which was 11 pages, and that told you the basic overview of how much money was lost, and it was, you know, 106 billion rand over the course of 10 years. It told you who was involved. It told you the executives led by Marcus Juster. What this report will do is flesh out the chain of accountability, where the real problems happened, and I suppose say how it happened, which isn't something we actually know at the moment. So I think it'll certainly fill in many of the blanks and provide a real insight into our regulatory processes and what perhaps is not working for us, whether it's directors who aren't doing their jobs, or auditors, or internal auditors, or regulators. I think it'll point to the holes in the system that perhaps Steinhoff didn't want to release in the overview for various, I suppose, political reasons at the time.
Mm. Rob, if we are to assume political reasons at the time, what then is the reason now? So you look at the new company that's come out of the Steinhoff debacle, the Ibex Investments. They were one of the main companies opposing the release of this report. What are you then, as a company, saying is the reason or the rationale behind not wanting to have transparency?
Well, they have now agreed to give it over, so we have got it. But the point is that for many years they argued that this was legally privileged. Their argument was that they needed to go after people to recover money that was lost in this fraud, and that revealing the full extent of it and who was involved and how it worked would compromise their legal advantage. The courts disagreed. It said there's no real legal privilege in this case, and the public interest demands that this get revealed, given the fact that this was a massive fraud, our largest corporate fraud in the country. So people need to know exactly how it happened and where the problems were.
Mm. Rob, given that this is such a serious conversation and something that has been ongoing for as long as it has, what does this say about the transparency side of things and about the importance of making sure that information like this is out in the public domain, especially where it relates to public interest? So Steinhoff would have had a great public interest associated with it from the nature of its operations and the investors and all of that. What does this now say about where we need to be looking, whether we're introspecting as a country, whether it's our policies and all of that, around just having greater transparency for certain information?
Mm. You know, I think that in many cases, companies and governments, basically anyone in positions of power, when you ask them for information, their instinctive response is to say no. I think that they just like to protect information for the sake of protecting it. And often there's just no rationale for it. They just think, well, it's you know, I'm not going to release it. And I think it's a stubbornness that isn't going to wash anymore. I think this reasoning in the Supreme Court a few days ago is really quite consequential, because it means that not just companies, when they have things that affect pension funds, which invest in, say, Tongaat Hewlett or EOH, but even government decisions, you know, things happen at Eskom and the government says, well, we're not going to release this report. I think now you can say, well, you know, legal privilege doesn't apply. The public interest clearly applies. And you know, we have important precedent to go to these players and say to them, you know, give us the information. I think that it'll help introduce greater transparency and hopefully make those sort of, I would say, brainless stubbornness of executives and officials in positions of power to just not doggedly just not release things. I think it'll force them to do what's in the best interest of the public, which is something that I don't think they often think about.
Mm. And I think that's such an important note that you mentioned there, Rob, around the fact that there is a public interest or a public investment in certain information, and to just withhold that information for the sake of withholding it clearly means that we need to be looking at things differently. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Rob. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Rob Rose, editor at Currency News and the author of Steinheist, joining me to take a look at the Steinhoff report and the importance of transparency that's now been placed on the report being released.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.